back to Leia again.
Well, everybody is enjoying themselves. So, I have a message this morning that is called, Do You Have a Spirit of Compromise? Do you have a spirit of compromise? And I think one of the biggest problems as a group of believers that we have today is that the goalpost for morality has really been moved. So if you were a believer even just 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you know, what we looked at as morality is completely different of what it is today. So even I know going back, you know, 30, 40 years ago when I first became a believer, you know, when I looked at, let's say, Christianity, the biggest difference in Christianity is, you know, I came from the Church of God where they're saying Christianity is a pagan religion, which to a large degree it is because of a lot of the pagan things they're doing. But the main difference was Christianity is keeping Sunday, we're keeping Saturday, Christianity is keeping Christmas and Easter, you know, we're keeping Yahweh's Hagim. But overall, and of course, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule, but overall, in Christianity, you know, you would basically see the same kind of moral compass there. You know, they wouldn't lie, they wouldn't steal, they wouldn't, you know, be committing adultery. But today, the morality has completely changed. I mean, completely. You have homosexual pastors, you have, and it's not just in Christianity, it's in the world in general, and unfortunately, it's in the congregation. And I see it even in Amish. You know, you look at Amish that are completely out of the world. And visiting the Amish, you know, in recent times, I'm shocked to see Amish, you know, with their nails painted and having cell phones and using, and they're really losing something that they had that they're never going to get back. Because once you go past there, you'll never get it back again. And I think this is why this is a really, really important message to give. I want to start in Jacob 1 and verse 27. Turn to Jacob. Pure and holy service before Yahweh the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. To keep oneself unspotted from the world. And do we even know what that is anymore? You know, like I said, it's even like simple things. You just can't get through the people. And the addiction that is out there today, you know, and before dealing with different addictions in the congregation with people and some of the things that really, really are bad, addictions to lust, you know, addictions even to pornography, that, you know, as an elder, unfortunately, you have to deal with some of these things. But today, the addiction of the world and the brainwashing that's coming from it, the sad part is most people don't even understand how it works, but they are being brainwashed by it. Proverbs 14 and verse 14 says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, but a good man from himself. And once you get to the point where good and evil is blurred, we're done. And we're really at that point. You know, we're at that point where people don't know anymore what is good and what is evil. And it says that they'll call, you know, good for evil and evil for good. And we're living in those days. So this message is really to get you to think about what kind of compromising spirit do you have in your life. And like I was saying yesterday, unfortunately, you know, like when we're looking in scripture and we're looking at the wilderness and we're looking at the bride, we always want to put ourselves in that category and we always want to put ourselves as the Philadelphia. And it's a great thing to go for. We all should be having a plan of action of, you know, ascribing toward being a Philadelphia and ascribing toward this. But unfortunately, I don't think that we're looking enough at Revelation 3, 14 through 17, in really looking to see how much of a Laodicean am I really? And there's a lot more Laodicean in our lives than I think we want to admit. But if we're really going to become Philadelphians, we got to see where we are exhibiting Laodicean spirits, and we need to come out of it. So I want to go to Joshua 7. Turning to Joshua. And verse 10. And we know this is the story of the cursed thing, right? Good message I gave a while ago. Listen to it. It's a really good message. So verse 10 through 15, this is where Israel is. They don't understand what's going on. You know, they're fighting in a battle and they're losing. And Joshua's getting all upset. And he's getting, and Yahweh's like, hey, get up. What are you?